What up, what up, what up? Mr. International up here in the heezy. So I thought today we'd just talk about some random musings over the last week. Maybe a few sport-related things. We'll talk a little bit about the UFC event that took place over the weekend, and also the basketball games. Because as boring as I thought the Suns against the Milwaukee Bucks would be, it's actually not as boring as I thought. I mean, the first two games were boring as hell, but the last two games have been actually, kind of exciting. And it's, thankfully, you gotta give a big hand to the refs for manipulating the game so that the game's kind of somewhat even for a while. You gotta give a big hand to them because it gives more emotion to the game when they're messing it up. As I've always said, basketball, or sorry, NBA isn't really basketball any more so than WWE is wrestling. WWE is what they now call sports entertainment. Similarly, NBA is actually sports entertainment as well. And they use basketball as kind of like a framework for it. If you want to see real basketball, watch the Olympics, watch college basketball. And if you don't believe me, watch co college or Olympic basketball and then watch an NBA game. And you'll see they're not blowing the whistle every, 15 seconds. If you blow on somebody by accident, you're not called for a foul. The NBA is a joke, right? You can't take it seriously, and that's why it's fun to watch. If you suspend belief, then it's fun to watch because it's a lot of bullshit. But anyway, let's rewind to the weekend. So they had the big UFC event. Conor McSnapper, also known as McGregor. Sir, accused of rape. We've seen videos of him punching old guys in the back of the head in bars because he's such a tough guy. We've seen him commit acts of terrorism, literally flying across an ocean to throw, a dolly through a bus window. The guy's just garbage. He's garbage, right? But anyhow, he's developed his following, kind of like Trump, right? Pile of garbage, but garbage likes following other garbage. So, over the weekend, we had the UFC event, UFC 264, where the main event was McFragile against Dustin Poirier. And this, the UFC tried to build this up as one of the greatest rivalries ever, and number three, the rubber match, which will never happen again. There will be no more matches. That's literally how they marketed it. Notwithstanding the fact that after the fight was done, they were literally talking about how there will definitely be another match, even though they just said it wouldn't. But anyways, they try to hype this thing up as the biggest rivalry ever and whatever. And I was like, how the fuck is this the biggest rivalry ever? I mean, he got beat. McTapper got beat pretty soundly last time, and he hardly even fights anymore. And I don't really think that much of a history. If you want to talk about, trilogy fights and rivalries, you're talking about Chael Sonnen and Silva. You're talking about Tito Ortiz and Ken Shamrock, or Iceman against Iceman Chuck Liddell against Randy Couture, for example. Like, those are rivalries, right? These are fights where there's a long history between the two and whatnot. These guys, I mean, whatever, man. I frankly don't even understand why they were fighting for a third time, other than McTapper probably begged for it. Because after Poirier beat the shit out of him last time in January, I mean, there should have been more. There should have just been another fight for the guy. It shouldn't have been the same fight, because it's not like there was some. It was an even fight or anything like that. But whatever. Of course, I tuned in, and no, I didn't pay for it. And anyhow, it ended the way I kind of thought it did. It was gonna end because you guys are gonna find this hard to believe, but right before the fight started, in my mind, I had this thought of Connor having a compound fracture in one of his legs, and I was like, well, so guess what happens in the first round? Connor starts throwing all of these kicks, and at the end of the round, his fucking leg snaps. And man, I didn't want to watch it because I didn't really see it what happened when it happened. And I sure as hell wasn't gonna watch the replays because I don't want to, nobody wants to see a bone snap. But man, I never saw anybody behave like this. I mean, there have been a lot of injured fighters in this sport, if you want to call it a sport. And I've never seen this guy, man, this Conor guy went nuts. He started threatening to kill. Like, here's this impotent little bitch lying on the ground, you know, can't move, bloodied up, probably concussed. And here he is, like, I'm gonna telling the other fighter, I'm gonna kill you, I'm gonna kill your wife, and this, that, and the other. And it's like, dude, you just got destroyed. You better hope your leg is salvageable, like literally. And there you are, like acting like a big boss and a tough guy. Like I can't even pro I mean, it just exposes, I guess, the mental illness of this guy, right? The hubris of one where they're so incapacitated. It's kind of like Trump, right? Like here's a guy that's like just like, there's nothing left of the guy, right? Completely lost, and he still acts like he's got all this power in the world, but he's really just this little bitch of a human being. But anyways, I thought that was quite interesting. For two reasons. Number one, I kind of foreshadowed or foresaw that he would break his leg, and then it actually broke. And then number two is knowing when to call it quits. We've always talked about, you know, giving it your all, pursuing your dreams, and getting there. But at some point, you also have to know when it's time to move on. And so let's use McGregor as a great example of that. You know, people say he's such a great fighter. I don't know if he is or not, or ever was, frankly. I think he just came in at the right time. That's my personal opinion. But irrespective of my personal opinion, his time is over, right? Like, he can't compete with the new guys out there. And, you know, if you remember the fighter Ronda Rousey, she knew when it was time to go. She lost after, you know, demolishing everybody. She finally lost a fight. And then after a long layoff, she finally came back. And when she came back, she lost again within seconds, and that was it. She knew that her abilities, as great as they were no longer what they needed to be with the newer generation of fighters. So she knew when to call it quits. McGregor hasn't realized that, again, because of hubris can cloud your judgment. In life, though, it's important that when you have a dream, you should go after it, no doubt. You're going to have obstacles and you should push through. However, having said that, once you achieve those dreams, it's also very important to know when to basically tap out, pun intended. Meaning, you should know when it's time to say, okay, I've done what I wanted to do, I've accomplished it, and now it's time to move on to greener pastures or other projects. Because you don't want to spend your life or the important time you have in a downhill trajectory. You should always be shooting for the stars, or if not shooting for the stars, enjoying the plateau you're at, enjoying the peak you're at. But when you start declining, or when you're on the decline in whatever profession, industry, goal you're pursuing, then that can suck. And at some point, you're wasting your time. You're risking your health physically, and more importantly, even mentally, kind of swimming against the stream. So in life, it's really important to kind of recognize when it's time to let go and move on to other things. I think there's a big misconception in life that we're here for one reason alone, find your passion, blah, 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 blah. That's not wrong, okay? But it's also myopic. Just because you're an amazing swimmer doesn't mean you have to dedicate your whole life to swimming. You can dedicate part of it to swimming if you like it. First of all, you should like it. Just because you're built for something doesn't mean you want to do it. As a very smart man in the movie Harold and Kumar once said, just because you're hung like a horse doesn't mean you have to do porn for a living. But let's go back to the swimming example. So just because you're really great at swimming, and even if you enjoy it, doesn't mean that's the only thing you have to do always. It doesn't mean you have to become an Olympic swimmer, and then after you're done that, becoming a swimming coach and, you know, live by a swimming pool for the neighborhood. Go ahead, be a great swimmer, win some championships. But if you have other abilities and other dreams to pursue that you've wanted to, go ahead and do that too. You'll see a lot of these athletes, and it's apropos because the Olympics are right around the corner. A lot of these athletes, you see they have a lot of mental health problems because when they're not training or when the Olympics are done, after they've achieved or not achieved what they wanted to do, they don't know what to do. They feel lost and even suicidal because they put so much into, not so much, they put everything into being an athlete for one sport that they're just completely lost when it's time to move on, when it's time, when it's no longer there for them. And for your own mental health, I also think it's very important that you also have a diversified field of interests. And if you don't, and you just have one thing and you know you love it forever, then great. But if it's something that's like physical that maybe you can't always be doing, start planning ahead. Start thinking about, okay, what other hobbies might I like to do? You'd be surprised how many times I talk to people. I'm like, hey, what do you think you want to do after your success, after you finish doing your business, selling it off or whatever? And a lot of them, times they look at me blankly. They're like, oh, I don't know, I never thought of it. And who the hell really wants to do one thing forever? You've probably been gifted with different gifts and things you can do very well. And so prepare to do them. Don't feel stuck doing one thing all the time. Nobody's that one dimensional. I mean, probably there are some people that one dimensional, but if you're listening to this, you're probably multidimensional. So experiment with those dimensions. So anyways, that's all I wanted to talk about today a little bit. I hope this podcast has found you guys well. Thanks for tuning in to Hardcore Rules, and I will talk to you guys on the next one.